Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. And are you ready to go shopping?
I'm ready to shop. Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things. Today's topic is shopping.
The title of our lesson is Summer Clothes. Summer Clothes. Marie, do you buy new clothes every summer?
Of course I do. I love to shop, especially in the summer, because I can buy things like pretty dresses, skirts, and sunglasses. And I always like to be in style.
Well, you always look wonderful. Friends, I hope you are ready for a fun lesson. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Linda needs new summer clothes. She likes skirts. She can buy them at the mall or downtown. Susie has a new outfit. She likes it. It is comfortable. Ben also likes comfortable clothes. He likes shorts, t-shirts, and flip-flops, but he can't wear them to work.
Okay, Marie, I know you love shopping for new clothes. So where do you go to buy them?
I go to the mall to buy my clothes. There are so many different kinds of stores there. Hey, Peter, do you know what the best part about shopping is? The sales! If I see a store that says S-A-L-E, then I am going in.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, I know something that really is exciting, learning our keywords for the day. So let's go to Christina right now.
Hello, 今天的主题是夏日服饰。Linda 说她需要去添购夏天的衣服、衣物、服饰，就是 clothes. Linda needs some new summer clothes. 首先她需要买裙子，裙子就是 skirt.She wants to buy new skirts. Linda 觉得 Susie 今天一身的服饰很不错。她说 That's a nice outfit. 名词 outfit 指的就是人所穿的全套衣服。因为天气很热，所以 Ben 就问可不可以穿短裤和夹脚拖来上班。短裤是 shorts. Ben wants to wear shorts to work. Ben 觉得夏天最舒服的搭配就是短裤 T-shirt.然后夹脚拖短袖圆领的上衣短袖圆领上衣就是 T-shirt Ben likes to wear T-shirts in summer
Hey Taylor, where do you shop for summer clothes?
I shop at the mall I also shop at stores downtown
I need some new summer clothes
What do you want?
I want some new skirts. I can wear them to work.
Skirts are nice and cool in summer.
I know. They're also comfortable.
Our friends Linda and Taylor are talking about shopping in the Jungle Cafe. We learn that Taylor buys her clothes at the mall and at the stores downtown.
We all wear clothes.Clothes cover our bodies. Right now, it is summer, and most of us are wearing clothes like t-shirts and shorts. In the winter, we wear clothes like sweaters and pants.
I am wearing a shirt. I am also wearing pants and shoes.
You look great, Peter. Well, Linda needs some new summer clothes. Taylor asks her, What do you want? What do you want to buy?
What do you want to buy? Marie, you just said today's calendar phrase.
What do you want to buy?
What do you want to buy? 你想买什么?
Let's go to the mall.
What do you want to buy?
They're having a big sale.
What do you want to buy?
They have a lot of great things.
What do you want to buy?
I want to buy you a gift. It's your birthday.
Yeah! Let's go to the mall!
What do you want to buy?
What do you want to buy? 你想买什么？
That was a great calendar phrase. Let's practice using the sentence. Peter, what do you want to buy?
I want to buy a new computer.
Oh, very nice.
What do you want to buy?
I want to buy clothes, earrings, shoes, bags.
Oh, okay. I shouldn't have asked you that question. I know you want to buy lots of things. Well, Linda wants to buy some new skirts. She can wear them to work. Let's learn more about this word, skirt, with Christina.
Linda 想要买裙子，裙子就是 skirt。我们再来讲一下 skirt 这个字的发音。当我在念一次的时候，请你注意听哦。skirt, skirt。有没有注意到念的时候 ，k 发的不是 k 的音，而是 g 的音，念成 skirt。因为 s 后面如果接一个无声的子音，真的比较难念，所以只要是 s 后面的无声子音，都自动念成有声的。举例来说。study 念成 study, spy 念成 spy, sky 念成 sky, 所以学生是 student, 那特别的是 special, 学校是 school.
Thank you, Christina. Women and girls wear skirts. There are short skirts and long skirts.And they come in different colors and patterns. I like to wear them when I go to dinner or to a birthday party.
Very nice. Well, Taylor says skirts are nice and cool in the summer. Let's talk about this word, cool. It means just a little cold.
Yeah. Have you ever been outside when it was really hot? Then all of a sudden you felt a breeze? It felt cool, right?
That's right. Or sometimes I like just a cool drink in the summer. When I am hot, it is the perfect thing.
Oh, I love cool drinks like lemonade or iced tea. Oh, those are delicious cool drinks.
That's right. Well, our friends will talk more about outfits and what to wear in the summer. Let's find out what they're doing in Conversation B.
That's a nice outfit, Susie. Those colors look good on you.
Thank you. I like it. It's comfortable.
Where did you buy it?
At the mall. It was on sale.
There are some good sales now.
Yes, I often buy things on sale.
So do I. Then I can save money.Linda sees Susie in the office. She really likes Susie's outfit. Clothes that are worn together is called an outfit.
Well, if you ever go to a wedding, you will need a nice outfit. Or if you go to a party, you think about your outfit. What will you wear?
That's right. Hey, do you guys like my outfit? I am wearing nice pants and a very nice shirt.I picked it out myself.
Yeah, well, friends, you can look at our outfits. They match because Marie and I picked out our outfits together. So, Marie, I do like your outfit. In our conversation, Linda tells Susie, those colors look good on you. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Linda 觉得 Susie 今天衣服的颜色搭配很适合她，所以她说 Those colors look good on you. 所以当你想要称赞对方穿得很合适、很好看，可以用这个句型 Something looks good on someone. 我们来举两个例子 That hat looks so good on you. 或者 The dress looks good on her.在生活中适当的肯定或称赞别人是表达支持和友谊的好方法。称赞别人外表时除了上面这一句 Something looks good on someone 之外也可以说 You look good with short hair 你短头发很好看或是 He looks good with that blue tie 他打那条蓝色领带很好看，这两种说法都可以用哦。
Thanks, Christina. So if you ever see a friend wearing an outfit with colors that look good on them, you can say, those colors look good on you. It will make this person feel very good. Hey, Marie, those colors look good on you.
Oh, thank you very much. I love wearing red and white. Well, Linda bought her outfit at the mall. She tells Susie, there are some good sales now. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when we get to have lots of fun. We get to learn a grammar point. We are going to talk about how to use these special words, there are. You could say, there are some good restaurants in town, or, there is a new student in my class. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
All right, Rebecca, I will use it. Friends, let's try practicing together. There are many flowers in the garden. There are many people watching the baseball game.
Those are great sentences. Friends, try using today's grammar point with a friend. So we learned that Susie often buys things on sale. When something is on sale, the cost is lower than usual. I love sales.
Hey, guess what, Marie? I bought these shoes on sale. They only cost me $20. The original price was $75. It was such a great sale.
That's great. When you buy things on sale, you can save money. All right, before we learn more, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. So Marie, if you are hiking or playing soccer, would you wear a skirt?
Wear a skirt while I go hiking? Of course not, Peter. I will wear shorts and a t-shirt. It's much more comfortable that way, don't you think?
That's right. You need to choose the right outfit for the activity you're doing. If the activity is nice, then you wear nice clothes. Well, friends, let's find out what our friends are doing in this last conversation today.
It's really hot today, Ben.
It really is. Can we wear shorts and flip-flops to work?
Of course not. Those are not work clothes.
I know, but I like shorts, t-shirts, and flip-flops. Those are comfortable clothes.
Yes, they are. Well, we can't wear them to work, but we can wear them after work.
So, it's a hot day, and Ben wants to wear shorts and flip-flops to work. These are shorts. People wear shorts in the summer on a hot day or when they are exercising.
That's right. Shorts keep your legs cool, and they are very comfortable to wear. Ben wants to wear shorts to work, but Rob says they are not work clothes. Sorry, Ben.
Ben likes to wear comfortable clothes like shorts and t-shirts. Marie, can you tell us what a t-shirt is?
Sure. Actually, I have a t-shirt right here. It has short sleeves, and it's usually made from cotton. This t-shirt feels very soft.
Hey, that kind of looks like my t-shirt. Where'd you get that?
It's mine, Peter.
Okay. Well, I love to wear t-shirts all the time. When I go for a run or hike or go play outside, I want to wear a t-shirt. They are great for any outdoor activity.
Yes, they are. In our conversation, Rob tells Ben again that he can't wear these clothes to work, but he can wear them after work. Peter, can you tell us about the word after?
Sure. Things that happen after something means after. It's a later time. Here's an example. After school, the students will go home. When school is finished, they can go home. That means it's after.
Right. And I can say, after I eat dinner, I will watch TV. Friends, what are you going to do after you watch Let's Talk in English? Will you go play outside? Will you talk with a friend? Go to the mall? Talk about it with a friend.
Well, since we are talking about the word after, we should also talk about the word before. Before is the opposite of after. It happens earlier.
Right. For example, before I go to work, I buy some coffee at the coffee shop.
Before the test, you should study. Before and after. Well, these are important words to learn. Make sure to practice.
And right now, we need to review our keywords. So, let's begin.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Clothes. Clothes. Please wear nice clothes.
Skirt. Skirt. Tony is wearing a pretty skirt.
Outfit. Outfit. I like your new outfit.
Shorts. Shorts. You can't wear shorts to the office.
T-shirt. T-shirt. Ray is wearing a blue T-shirt. All right, friends, those are your keywords. Make sure to practice them at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations. We can watch them together.
Hey, Taylor. Where do you shop for summer clothes?
I shop at the mall. I also shop at stores downtown.
I need some new summer clothes.
What do you want?
I want some new skirts. I can wear them to work.
Skirts are nice and cool in summer.
I know. They're also comfortable. That's a nice outfit, Susie. Those colors look good on you.
Thank you. I like it. It's comfortable.
Where did you buy it?
At the mall. It was on sale.
There are some good sales now.
Yes, I often buy things on sale.
So do I. Then I can save money.
It's really hot today, Ben.
It really is. Can we wear shorts and flip-flops to work?
Of course. Not. Those are not work clothes.
I know, but I like shorts, t-shirts, and flip-flops. Those are comfortable clothes.
Yes, they are. Well, we can't wear them to work, but we can wear them after work.
Hello, Ginger. What do we have here?
Oh, new summer clothes.
New clothes, Ginger, did you go shopping?
Yeah, shopping is fun. I love spending money.
Yeah, especially my money. So,
yeah.
What did you buy?
Oh, I bought summer clothes. Take a look, Monkey Man.
Oh, okay, let's see. What's this?
It's a skirt. Isn't it pretty?
Yes, it looks very nice.
Keep looking.
Oh, what do we have here? A pair of shorts.
Yeah, shorts are really comfortable, especially when it's hot.
Yeah, oh, shorts, t-shirts, and flip-flops. Very nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to wear them to work.
Ginger, you can't wear them to work.
Why not?
Because you don't have a job.
Very funny, but true.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. You know what, Marie? My feet are starting to hurt from standing up all day. I'm going to change into these nice, cool, comfortable flip-flops.
Oh, that sounds like a really good idea. I wear flip-flops all the time in the summer. They're easy to put on and to take off, and they can even fit in my purse.
Well, I love to wear them at home, too, because my feet get too hot, and it's the perfect thing to wear. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the show today, and we'll talk more about summer clothes tomorrow. We'll see you then right here on...
Let's Talk in English! Goodbye!